Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I'm Calvin Jones.
And I'm Alex Mullins.
We're here to chat today about Visual Studio Team Services package management. We're going to be talking about how to set up package management, our pricing model, and the new features we built for you in 2017. To jump right into it, let's see how to get started. You can start using package management from any page in your account. And because it's an extension to Visual Studio Team Services, we have to acquire it in the marketplace. You can navigate to the marketplace using the link in the top right of any page in your account and check out all the extensions that VSTS has to offer. We can click on Package Management, and from here, we see that we have two options. We can either start a trial or buy Package Management. Starting a trial is perfect if you just want to play with it, and it gives all of your users access in your account for the first 30 days. For the purposes of this demo, we'll go through the buy flow. Start by clicking Buy. I select what account I want to buy seats of package management in. And then I have to select what Azure subscription these seats are going to be billed to. I've got one Azure subscription set up for the purposes of this demo. And as it pulls up, we'll be able to select how many seats of package management we want, in addition to the 5 seats we get for free in all of our accounts. Let's say we'd want 20 seats. We can confirm the purchase and then go assign these seats in the Users Hub. Here in my account, you'll see that we have two users, myself and Alex, and I have a Visual Studio Enterprise subscription, so I get package management for free. Alex, on the other hand, only has basic, so we'll need to assign him package management if he wants access. I can do so by navigating to Manage Extensions, checking Package Management, and saving the changes. Now, if we scroll down, we'll see that of the 25 total, 5 free plus 20 paid, I've assigned 1 to Alex and I have 24 remaining. The pricing for package management works as follows. As you've seen, the first 5 users are free, and it's also included in Visual Studio Enterprise subscriptions. However, package management is not included in Visual Studio Professional subscriptions, so you need to purchase seats for those users. Users 6 through 100 cost $4 a pop. Users 101 through 1,000 cost $1.50, and users 1,001 and onward cost 50 cents. Alex, you want to chat about the new features that we've got in 2017?
Absolutely. Thanks, Calvin. Yeah, so we've done a lot of great work on package management in the 6 months since we did our last build pre-recorded video, if you'll remember. So some exciting stuff I'd love to share with you today. First, just looking at our new user experience, we've kind of updated, modernized, and really built package management out, gotten it ready for the future. We've also completely redone a lot of our NuGet build tasks to make it easier, especially for small accounts who are just kind of getting started trying package management, maybe went through the trial flow that Calvin talked about, to really kind of help you be successful. And then finally, also, we'll talk about our support for Maven packages for all of you who may be doing Java development. Let's take a look. All right, so let's take a look around the new package management experience. First, you'll notice we've moved to a 2-page experience if you've used package management before. No longer do we have kind of the 3-pane, very crowded, very heavy view. Along with that, we've made some improvements. We've moved all of your feeds up into a feed picker up here in the top left, which means you can now search for them, and this will also remember the feed that you use most commonly. So if I always use the Fabrican Fiber feed, I don't have to scroll down and click it every time. Now, because we've moved to this kind of new 2-page list and details experience, we get to provide a lot more information right here on the list to help you find and choose the package that you're looking for. So you see we've brought up the description, the source, whether this package came directly from this feed or whether it's coming from an upstream source like the npm.js public registry. So it's much easier to kind of find what you're looking for. And then we've also homed all of our filters, including our type to filter, kind of up here in a common experience. So if you're coming from another VSTS hub like pull requests or delivery plans, it should look pretty familiar to kind of what you're used to. Now, we've also made some improvements to the package details page. In particular, for packages with lots of versions, where we used to show you kind of a long list of packages that made the page very long and kind of had a lot of scrolling involved, we've now moved that into a version picker experience up here in the top. So you can just easily, again, type to filter the version that you're looking for and go straight there. Now for NPM packages, we've also made some improvements. In this case, I'll pull up the Express package. My filter there. To show the README of this NPM package, as well as the short description that we've always shown. So if you want to learn a little bit more about this package, see kind of the README that's been built out, whether it's a public package or a package that you've uploaded yourself, it's now much easier to do that in our web experience. And finally, here on the package list, if you want to perform an operation without having to jump into an individual package, we've added, again, a context menu. So you can download this package, and you can also delete and unpublish packages that are here in the local feed as well. So let's talk about build tasks next. In this case, I'm going to go ahead and switch over to a new feed. I'll switch over to this AdventureWorks feed. In this case, someone has already published a package for me, and I want to go and consume the Cycle Services package. So we'll take a look at what that looks like in Visual Studio 2017, and then also take a look at what it takes to build that same solution in Team Build. So for starters, if you're using Visual Studio 2015 or 2017, authentication just works to Team Services feeds. So if I want to use this package, I can simply go connect to feed, I'll go and copy my feed URL, and then when I switch to Visual Studio, if I open the NuGet Package Manager, can choose Settings, and I'll just go ahead and add a new package source. Call that AW. Perfect. And now if I change my package source in the package manager, we'll let it pull down my list of packages, which always takes a couple seconds the first time. I'll be able to install the package that we just looked at and use it in my solution. So I'll go ahead and do that. That package will install, it'll come down. For the purposes of the demo, I've already kind of pre-written some code that takes advantage of that. You can see my very, very fancy code base over here of a single line. But now if I'll run the build that the package has installed, the build will pass and everything, again, just works. So let's take a look at how we do that in Team Build. So if I come back to VSTS, in this case, I'll go ahead and create a new build definition. For many of you who've used Team Build before, you've probably used the Visual Studio build template. That's exactly what you need. So we'll go ahead and start with that again today. But we've made some improvements. You can see here that the template is telling me that there's a new version of this task available. Shortly, it'll be the default, so when you start with a new Visual Studio build template, you won't actually have to make this change, but we thought we'd keep it in for the demo to kind of give you a comparison of what it used to look like, kind of lots of options down here, not really that straightforward of a task, to kind of the new NuGet Restore task that's now available. And some of the key improvements that we've made here is now, especially for the kind of smaller projects where you may just be using a single VSTS feed, you don't want to have to check in a NuGet config file like you used to have to do. It's just as simple to add my AdventureWorks feed here as it was to add it to Visual Studio. I simply choose it from the dropdown, and then I'll actually go ahead and just queue this build. Of course, I'm going to use the hosted VS 2017 queue because I'm building a new .NET Core project that was built in VS 2017 on my localbox. And we'll let that run. Now, it does take a few minutes to restore all the NuGet packages I need, so I'm going to kind of cut over for the purposes of the demo to a build that I ran a few hours ago. And you can see that just as you'd expect, my build my NuGet packages restored and my build succeeded. All right. Perfect. And finally, call to action. So if you'd like to get started with package management, you can do that, aka.ms/pkg.
Let's go full screen.
Okay. Do you want me to start from the beginning of this slide talk-wise?
Yep.
All right. All right, so now we'll do some call to actions to send you on your way. First, to install package management, you can go to akka.ms/pkg. That'll take you right to the page that Calvin showed earlier where you can either start a trial or buy some licenses. If you want to start with our documentation, which we've just recently refreshed, you can go to akka.ms/packaging, or you can start at visualstudio.com/docs if you'd rather do that. And of course, feel free to check out any of the other SIRB recordings on Channel 9 and continue your education at the Microsoft Virtual Academy. On behalf of Calvin and myself, thanks for joining and thanks for watching.